BBC Radio Merseyside.
Hello there, thanks for keeping me company this evening. Lee with Drive in for Simon Hope and Alan Jackson, of course, here with Total Football from 7 here on BBC Radio Merseyside. Now, he's been highlighting Wirral's links to its Viking heritage for years, and now Professor Stephen Harding, originally from Wallasey, has been made a Knight of Norway. The honour has been bestowed for his outstanding work in spreading knowledge of the Vikings in England, and the investiture took place today. So, how was it? Professor Harding joins us on the programme now. Good evening.
Evening, Lee.
So it took place at the Scandinavian Church in Liverpool, is that right?
That's right, yes.
That's a great honour indeed, isn't it?
It is, and it was a big surprise, really. And, of course, it reflects the efforts of a large number of people, really. So I was quite flattered to be chosen. But nonetheless, it was a great honour, and I'm greatly appreciated.
So what does it mean? Are you now able to walk your flock of sheep through the streets of Oslo or something?
It's worth exploring, isn't it? I don't know what the consequences of this would be, but I don't think so. I think they don't make too much of a fuss of this like we do here in Britain. But
is it a serious a serious honour in the equivalent of being an MBE or something over here?
Yeah, well, the title is Ridder Første Klasse den Kongelige Norske Fortjenstorden, which means a Knight of the First Class of the Royal Norwegian Order of Merit. So I suppose the nearest is a KBE, which I think is what we give to foreign people, like late Magnus Magnusson, he was a KBE. So I suppose it's something like that.
Mm. So how did the ceremony go then? What did they do?
Well, it was given by the ambassador. Ambassador is the king's envoy, the king's consul in Britain, so that he did it. There was no swords or anything, this sort of thing. It was basically a speech addressed by the ambassador, and then he pinned this cross, this knight's cross medal, to my chest. There was no bloodletting, unfortunately. Mm. And then I gave a reply, and then there was a service held afterwards. This is at the Scandinavian Church, I think mostly in Norwegian, partly in English. So it was very exciting.
And, so how did it come about then?
Well, it came out, out of the blue, really. I got this phone call in January from the ambassador, and he said, "I've got some very good news for you. The King, King Harold, in his New Year's honours, has made you a Knight of the First Class of the Norwegian Order of Merit." And I was just absolutely shell-shocked, because it just came quite out of the blue. But the nice thing about it is that somebody or some people thought highly enough of you to sort of make that nomination, and that was quite moving, really. And the next thing was is sorting out a place and the time for the investiture. And choosing a place in Britain, it had to be Liverpool, really, because that's where all the work was done, and because of the strong connections that Liverpool has with Norway, not just with the Vikings, but during the war, the exiled Norwegian Navy used Liverpool as its base. So Liverpool and Norway have very, very strong connections, and it was very appropriate to have this ceremony here.
So where did this fascination and this love of Scandinavia and the Vikings come from for you?
Well, it was quite strange, really. It was when I discovered that the football team that I've been supporting since the age of five, not Liverpool, not Everton, but Tranmere, had a Norwegian Viking name. And that plus when I learned that the village of Thingwall, where my auntie lived, was once the site of a Viking assembly or parliament. That was enough to get me going, really. Hmm. And in fact, on Merseyside, we have the only two definite examples of Thingwall place names in England. And when you have a Thingwall, it means that the settlement of Scandinavians must have been very substantial.
Really?
And, we have two of them on Merseyside, one in Wirral and one near Ken Dodd's Jam Butty Mines in Knotty Ash.
Yeah, absolutely. And what does Tranmere mean now? I'm a Tranmere fan myself,
Tranmere,
so I'm interested in
yes,
that.
Well done, Lee. Tranmere comes from Tranmel, which means Tron is a crane bird or heron, and Mel means a sandbank. So when the Vikings came here, they saw some herons or crane birds at the sandbank, and that's where the Tranmere name came from. There's Tranmeres in Norway, and a very famous Norwegian politician was Martin Tranmel, with the same name. So Tranmere is the only football team in the English league with a Norwegian Viking name, so we're quite unique there, Lee.
Is our Viking heritage something we should be proud of then? Because they could be a nasty bunch, couldn't they?
They could be, but so were many others at that time, and they had this reputation. But don't forget, they were great politicians. They had their think sites. They were great boat builders. They were great lawyers. The name Law is a Viking name. So, yeah, they deserve some credit. But as you say, they did have this reputation as well, which you know.
Yeah, for the government of Norway to have noticed the work that you're doing then, I mean, have you been backwards and forwards to Norway as part of your research, or how did they hear about you?
Indeed, well, that's right. I'm a scientist, by profession as a scientist, so a lot of the work has been in terms of the genetics and things, and we did a lot of work in the Northwest and found significant evidence for Scandinavian genes in the old families of Wirral and West Lancashire. That was published some years ago. But that, coupled with other things, like we did a lot of work with schools, we linked up Thingwall School in Wirral with Tingvoll in Norway. We have every year St. Olav's Heritage Walk. In fact, last year's was filmed by the BBC and will be screened later on this year before the Olympic Games in a series. I think it's going to be called Story of the Isles with Michael Wood, and Wirral will feature on that. But also next year we've got this wonderful longship coming to Wirral and Liverpool, this Dragon Harald the Furher, this huge 35 metres longship, which is going to come to the area from Norway, from Haugesund, on its maiden voyage, and that'll be fantastic for the area.
All right, thanks very much for talking to us. I've got to leave it there because we're running out of time. But do we have to call you Sir Stephen now? As no title?
Not really, but if you want to, you can do. But right. Just Stephen.
Okay, thanks very much. Bye. I really appreciate it. Good to speak to you. That's Professor Stephen Harding, who's been made a Knight of Norway because of his work looking at the history of the Vikings on Merseyside and Wirral in particular. That's it from Drive for another evening. Thanks very much for all your calls and texts and emails. Some more Cameron Obama songs before we go. I've chosen a winner, but these are